Good morning, everyone. It's Dave Weiner. It's Monday, July 27th, 2015. I wanted to talk a little bit about something that I've been calling the Hulu of news. It's something I've written about a couple of times, mostly in passing, without great detail, but it's coming more into focus now, and especially today. I read a comment on Facebook by Melody Joy Kramer. I'm going to see if I can actually find this here. Give me a sec. Should have gotten this ready beforehand, huh? Melody Joy Kramer. And, excuse me. So you know this is not a produced podcast. So she was writing about New York Magazine and the article they have today about Bill Cosby. She says, New York Magazine should Creative Commons license the text of the Bill Cosby article, require tracking codes and link backs and possibly a share of the ad revenue, disseminate it everywhere today, treat themselves as a wire service, see what happens. Well, the wire service idea is fresh. Ezra Klein wrote about this on Vox last week, I believe, and I wrote a piece about his piece. Basically, there's been this duality between wire service and destination site, between news organizations, going back to, clearly going back to 2002. I mean, in 2002, the New York Times released, through my company, Userland, their full feed as RSS 2.0, and that was followed quickly by pretty much every other news organization followed suit. And we've had a really rich syndication environment for news ever since. It's never diminished. And so there's, and that in turn feeds what you're getting on Twitter and what you're getting on Facebook. They build all their systems on that kind of stuff. And the link bloggers push links, they get them through the feeds. And so syndication is a fact. It's been there at a technical level. And it's also, I believe, the big opportunity. You know, what happened was there was another coalescing that took place also in that time frame with the advent of Twitter, which I guess started in 2006. And picked up the ball here, in that news sort of split into two components. One was the sort of the interrupt system, which is what Twitter is. It's where the news of the news, the announcement of the news, appears on Twitter, and the news itself is off somewhere else. And nowhere can you see this more dramatically than in the sort of big cult TV shows, the Super Bowl, season finale of Breaking Bad, a big news story will do it. This New York Magazine, Bill Cosby article certainly is an example. Their site is overwhelmed with traffic now, and at a technical level can't handle it. So you have the duality. You have the interrupt system, and you have the actual place where the news is taking place. And the question for everybody involved in this system is, how does this shift and change over time? Let's say you could watch Breaking Bad on Twitter, for example, the season finale of Breaking Bad. And that what that means is you could achieve more integration between the two. In real time, they would somehow be more connected. It's the somehow part that we don't really know what works there. I mean, we haven't really tried out a whole lot. But this is an area where the news organizations that have really diminished as a destination, they used to be the destination. It used to be there was no more connective material to the news world other than the actual physical magazine or newspaper that the organization produced. You couldn't get a pointer to a New York Times article that meant anything, that was useful. There were just no way to do it. You know, you'd pick up a New York Times. I used to fly a lot more than I do now. And, you know, that would be the, I mean, I would get the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal delivered physically to me every day. So I needed that in order to be informed. I would also watch news shows, TV shows, and I would listen to NPR. But no more. The pulse is completely on the internet, and the old news organizations still produce the other kind of content, as New York Magazine has done today. And they, however, they have to join up with each other to create a distribution system that works differently and in some ways better than the centralized distribution system that Facebook and Twitter, they're going to evolve the other way. Facebook quite openly, Twitter hasn't got a CEO right now, so of course they don't actually have a plan for this that means anything. But because of their position in the news ecosystem, they will have a role to play here. There's just no question about it, and they're not very far from being a full participant in this. And then there has to be a third leg to this. And the third leg is what I would call the Hulu for news. And what it has to form out of the interests of the news organizations themselves, the same way Hulu, which everybody laughed at initially, including myself, that Hulu was somehow a response to YouTube, the rising dominance of YouTube. But actually, Hulu has found a place, and it works, and it has been copied successfully. That's basically what Netflix is and what Amazon is. So it's created a whole new leading category, and in many ways is leading the other, entertainment systems, video entertainment systems. The others are playing catch-up. YouTube has to get into that business. They didn't start out being in it. So I don't think it's ever been clearer that New York Magazine is playing an important role. Somebody at New York Magazine, this was a creative idea and complete execution from beginning to end. I mean, a very clearly identifiable creativity, a bit of creativity and execution, which just is a perfect demo of the value of news organizations. They realize there's a story, there are new ways of covering it, they jump on the opportunity and they execute, and it's brilliant. It's these kinds of things. I think I've explained the idea well enough by now. Maybe not. I don't know. To me, it's clear enough to get started on. It's not clear to me exactly what it looks like, even when it reaches first commercialization. But it's very clear that this is the way it has to go. And I'm, by the way, I just want to put one more note. I've worked now on one project with Melody Kramer, and it was just absolutely a total success and a total. Her middle name is Joy, so I hesitate to say, but it was a lot of fun, and it worked out great. She asked me really tough questions. My first reaction was, I can't do this, and I sat down and I did it. This I love, being challenged and then being able to rise to the challenge is fantastic, and I definitely have to call her out for this one. This is a great idea. And bold, and exactly the kind of thing, the kind of thinking that we need to be doing. So, congratulations. Anyway, that's all I have to say for now. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.